Simply Done, the podcast network.
It's amazing to think I never took a lesson.
Didn't you really?
And I never played the guitar. By the state, back in black. And that's like how it would end. It would end just because I've been working. Don't say anything because it's a surprise. Hey, Scaremaster, you snuck right by me. I didn't get to shake your hand or your fanny pack. And I do not appreciate that.
But you know what you do?
What's that?
You got to buy me a new jacket.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Where's the coat?
Talk into the mic.
Why?
Oh, God.
Why?
Why? What the fuck coat did you rip at the fucking 20th anniversary show, asshole?
I don't know. Which
this
one?
Is Perry, not my coat. This
Perry,
is not the coat that you
Perry,
ripped.
Perry, slow up for a second.
Can you lower my volume, please, because I'm a little high?
You're high? Look at you high. Scaremaster's high. What are you high on, Thor medicine? You know what's going to cheer you up? This tune right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody. It's me, Don Barris.
And it's also me. I'm Walter.
You're Walter, and I'm Scary Perry.
Yeah, together we are the
Big Three!
Well, as you know, we're one of the very few shows where people actually want to be involved with us. We've actually had numerous chances to make movies, to go on tour.
We did?
Yeah.
It's all my fault.
Well, not all your fault. I mean, you know, I could have not worked hard to get everything going, so... You know, okay. I kind of blame
then
myself.
Then I blame you too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Woo-hoo!
But we are
he
a
takes
show.
A blame. Do you believe that he took a blame? He seriously took a blame.
We are a show about not only our own personal lives, which is where a lot of people will go with their podcast, but what else do we do, Mole?
I'm going to have to interrupt you there, Dan, and this is what's been bothering me. And
what's
a lot
that?
Of the fans of the Big Three Podcast is that we've been dealing way too much on our personal lives and not enough on pop
Excuse
culture.
Me. What personal lives? Only my personal life. I know nothing about you.
Well, why don't you ask me? And maybe because I'm not out there suing.
Hey, if I can just say one thing, you're talking about the Arnold Schwarzenegger,
right.
United States government, and the Catholic
Conan.
Church. Let me just say one thing. That's separate from this.
Mind your own business.
Absolutely.
That's why you said.
And I think we should, because you know what? Everything Perry does is perfect.
It's not perfect.
Yes,
it's
it
personal.
Is. No, everything.
Oh,
perfect.
That's a good tagline
it's
for you.
Personal.
Everything
you
do is perfect.
You should get
you
that tattoo across your back. It's
everything
not,
I do
it's
is
not perfect.
Personal.
It's personal.
Perfect. It's perfect. Anything
if
you
it was
do,
perfect, then we'd all be perfect.
No. If
We're
you,
not all perfect.
If you started talking about it, it would be perfect that you talked about it. And when you don't talk about it, it's perfect. Because in my eyes, Scaremaster... You, my friend, you can do no wrong.
But can I ask you one thing you did wrong? How'd you drop your hat in the parking lot?
It just slipped out of my hands.
I probably had something to do with it, didn't I? It was probably me in some way.
The wind?
In the downstairs parking lot, there's no wind.
Having you park in the parking lot here at the Simply Done Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, probably me getting you a parking place down there. It was probably my fault, and I'll be more than happy to accept all responsibilities. As a matter of fact, what does that cost to clean?
Like $60.
$60? Well, I'm not going to pay that.
To clean that hat, they got to take the Michael Jackson button off the front of it,
and the feather.
No, wrong.
And the feather off the side.
The AC/DC.
Oh, right. Is that like that's a code, right, to let other guys know?
Oh my God. The band. Did you ever hear of a band?
Yeah, I heard of the band.
AC/DC.
I also heard that before the show you were cruising down to the IHOP, West Hollywood IHOP.
To take
bathroom.
A shit.
Yeah, right. Whatever you call it.
Okay, you're referring to his Denny's thing that he had over there. Well,
no,
I'm
not. Normally he goes to Denny's. That's the bathroom he works out in Encino. But this,
Encino?
Reseda.
Whatever.
So then now you're in West Hollywood. You're like, ooh, where's there a good bathroom there?
Take a dump.
Yeah, whatever you call it, dude. I just know you're tapping your foot in between the stall like that governor.
There's only one shitter in there, and there's one door that shuts for a man's restroom, and one person that can go in, and one person that can go out. So there's no separate stalls in that.
You know, Mo, I'm going to have to say.
You flaming faggot.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have to side with Perry on this one.
I'm not the one spending 12 hours in the Arby's crapper waiting for a
12 hours in the Arby's crapper?
All right.
I had Arby's. I went down the block.
Yeah, but you know what? That's why you don't celebrate holidays, to free up your time. That's what the people are saying, but I don't believe it.
Let's get off Perry, because in my eyes, Perry can do no wrong.
What is going on with this, Daniel? It's like
I've been thinking.
It's like the master. It's the scare master.
I think that what happened is this. After Perry kind of put us in a position where we had some guy come all the way from Washington down here, and he started blaming me for the project not working out. This was during his two-week lie to us where he was staying in the hospital supposedly, but he really wasn't. And then he put the blame on me for not having the meeting work out, okay? And I started thinking, you know what? He's right. It probably was my fault.
Because you didn't announce to me that this guy was eventually going to be
coming
down.
But I did. I kind of did. And I kind of like...
Last minute.
No. Well, he didn't tell
me.
Perry. Well, I didn't know until that week. And you were supposed to be there on Friday, and that's where he was going to meet us.
Yeah, I'm just hearing about it.
See?
Okay, well, I don't need to tell Mole, because Mole never skips out on the podcast. He's always here. There's never a problem with Mole. But I started thinking about this. When there seems to be what I used to consider a problem, it's not a problem. It's one of two things. Either Perry's fucking with us, which is good for the show.
Yes.
Or Perry has come out, and I am looking at it through my fucking shallow eyes, and it's really my fault that something went wrong.
Whoa.
It's about time he admits it.
Well, you know what? We have a chance right
now. He's got shallow eyes.
This is a... this next segment we're going to have... Do you mind if I get this, Scare Master? But unless you want to take it somewhere else, because you never make a poor judgment in anything you do, so...
I'm sorry if I'm interrupting you, but I'm happy you're making me happy, because
I gotta
it's finally
you, I know it.
It went from anger and mean and destructive and despicable and rough.
Never again.
No, he's got
never
angry eyes.
Again.
Again, I have to interrupt, but it feels like we're really concentrating on personal lives and nothing on pop culture.
Well, I don't know what to talk about pop culture, but let's do this. If you don't mind, Scare Master, can I do something real quick? Because I want to give a chance for the fans, the people that listen, the people that love this podcast. I want to give them a chance to say something to us. And that's what we do during our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the podcast before, our $10 shout out is where you, the fan, the listener, the guy that's sitting at home loving what we're doing here, this is where you get a chance to let us hear your comments. Now, the way you do this is you send $10 straight cash, homie. You send that to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. And you address that to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris. Now, normally we have a few, but because of the last few weeks, I guess the people didn't know if we were going to have any $10 shout-outs. So we just have the one today. So let me read that, okay? I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Dear Big Three, I hated to be the one to break the news last week about that lying gypsy guinea wop. Why don't you read this, because I can't see in the light here. Why don't you start?
Okie doke. Dear Big Three, I hated to be the one to break the news last week, but that lying gypsy goomba was not telling the truth about being in the hospital, but I'm tired of this ungrateful P-word using you. If you want my opinion, you guys were too easy on him when you found out about it. I understand Dan and Mola like saints and really have hearts of gold, but this professional user is going to continue to not see what a wonderful situation he is in. You just have to understand he's going to continue to drag you guys down with his unprofessionalism. My guess is that because of this escalating gas prices, his next move will be for him to try to gouge you for more gas money. Don't let him do this, capital letters, exclamation point. I know that he'll say that he is broke and he needs money, but keep in mind how he throws his money away. Let's not forget the short list of his moronic money management. $500, Perry payment to a thief to write a rap song in response to Big Three fan Rucka Rucka Ali's song.
I remember that.
$1,000, Perry's friend let him become a partner in his lawsuit against Arnold Schwarzenegger, the United States government, the Catholic Church, and others.
What?
His partnership includes picking up part of the legal fees. $6,000. Perry has claimed no.
Oh, it says 6,000 plus, I think.
Oh, 6,000 plus.
Yeah.
Perry has claimed no proof as of yet that he has given his diabetic father, Sunny Cookie Caramel, money for new eyes.
Whoa.
Who am I to put in my 2 cents?
We'll address this in a sec. Yeah. Go ahead.
Who am I to put in my 2 cents? Just somebody that left his wife and infant son to be part of the greatest comedy project ever. And I hate seeing this gypsy effing user pull his scams on the two of you wonderful people. On a personal note, before I go, I would like to thank Mo for giving me my new job title, Editor-in-Chief of Perry Leaks. I play the part of the podcast where Mo was talking about the new job title for my parents. It wasn't a dry eye in the house. With my father telling me that he hasn't been this proud of me since I finished tops of my class all 4 of my years at Brown University. I didn't hear if the Big Three podcast was part of the podcast marathon at the LA Podfest. If not, why? Your loyal fan, friend, and worker, editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks, Hugh A. Craig III.
Who the fuck is that, and how the hell did he get all this information?
Who is Hugh A. Craig?
How did he get this information?
He's the guy that continues to write stuff. But I'll tell you this, getting back to
Where did he get the information?
Hey, Scaremaster, can I just finish what I'm saying, buddy?
Go ahead.
I did find out. We were invited to play the LA Pod Fest, but that again, that was during your 2 week hiatus.
That's bad, dude. We should have been there for that.
And it's every single podcast in the Southern California area, the top ones. And we were invited, which is nice. That means we're up there with the big boys. We just don't get to show our wares because I couldn't make a commitment because
Perry was lying about being in the hospital in the mental ward.
Let's not say lying. He was playing a joke on us.
The whole thing was a big practical joke. I know.
Yep, absolutely.
It was stupid and foolish.
So you were saying some things, and it seemed like you freaked out a little bit about when he was talking about over $1,000 for your lawsuit. Now, that is not our business. If Perry wants to spend $1,000,
I'm busy doing something, that's my business.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter that he put $1,000 into that lawsuit. It doesn't matter. It's not our business.
Why are you suing Schwarzenegger? Because of Expendables?
Jesus Christ.
It's not about the Expendables. Tell him what it's about.
It's about my fucking lawsuit. Nobody else's.
Can you tell Mole or no? Or is it something we shouldn't
know? It's about my lawsuit I'm spending the money on.
Well, right.
How do you know when you tell the truth anymore? You might be in a mental institution right now. Hey, can I again say, why no pop culture?
What can we talk about now, pop culture?
About pop culture, there's an election
about your
going
dad.
On.
Oh.
There's an election going on right now.
Perry politics, Perry politics.
Here comes Perry politics.
Last night on CNN, Paul Ryan kicked that guy's asshole.
Who,
and,
what?
All right, I'm saying it like this. Paul Ryan and Joe Biden were in a debate last week for the election. All right, so last week...
It's a fun show today.
You're in a good mood, and I'm glad that you're
Me
in a good
too.
Mood. Like I said earlier, maybe it wasn't her fault, but you got to... Who'd you fuck? Who'd you have sex with? You got laid. You must have gotten laid.
No, no.
Again, listen, we were just talking about pop culture, and you get off the rails.
But to answer your question about me getting laid... No, I don't know when I could have done that because today, from the minute I got up, all I've been doing is preparing for today's show, running around trying to see if we had any more $10 shout-outs at the post office, just everything I could. And last night, of course, I had to put up the, finish editing everything and putting it up online so people could have it.
Okay.
But that was, forget about me.
All right,
I just didn't have time is what
now
I'm trying
back
to say.
Because
I've been doing nothing but working on the podcast.
Thing with the Democratic BS with Joe Biden and Paul Ryan. Joe Biden, in my eye, is one of the most ignorant guys I have ever seen in a political debate.
Interesting. What did
that
you,
guy,
what did you
82 find? Times, yeah. 82 times, interrupted Paul Ryan.
Wait, when did he interrupt him?
Throughout the whole freaking time, Paul Ryan was...
Okay, wait. So why do you think he's so dumb?
It's not that he's
dumb. But specifically,
dumb.
No,
I'm not going to say dumb.
Well, you said ignorant.
He's
ignorant. Why do you find him ignorant?
Rude.
Not dumb, but ignorant.
Rude. Because,
but why
I
do
mean,
you find him? Why do you find him
because
ignorant?
Because when, I mean, it's like you interrupting me when I'm
what
talking.
What did I do?
What did he
just
do?
Just like right now. What did I do? You're butting in with me talking.
I can see what he's saying, Molly, in a way, because he was saying something, and even though you were asking questions.
My friend, yeah, I mean, listen, you can ask him. I've worked with Scaremaster, okay?
Since 1992.
I've reached across the aisle to try to work with him. Mm-hmm. And yet, when my proposals are put forth, who's writing the rules that aren't letting that legislature of fun get through? Who is shooting down my proposals to go mud shark fishing?
I guess
the
that would
most
be...
ineffective Scaremaster in the history of our country. A 6% approval rating for Scaremaster.
But
right
now, when
why do you think his approval rating is so low?
I don't know. I don't follow that stuff.
Do you think it's because of his practical joke? Because it was a practical joke, his two-week practical joke, where he lied to us and we missed numerous business meetings because we're trying to get ahead. But when he did that practical joke, do you think that's why the people don't like him? And the low approval rating?
I think when the people see him working out, pumping weights with his hat on backwards.
I can't wait till I can start lifting weights again a lot better than I used
to. Keep going. What else happened?
Well, what, with the next surgery? Because, I mean, my
No, pop culture.
Oh, you're talking the legal ordeal with Joe Biden and Paul Ryan. 82 times last week when Paul Ryan and Joe Biden were going over the debate. And Joe Biden just kept interrupting.
But you got to understand, it's a debate. That's why they're interrupting one.
You know, that is true. Moll makes a very good point.
But it wasn't.
And Dan, may I say, you're doing a very great job at moderating this exchange.
Thank you, Moll.
Real quick.
Keeping it lively and also keeping it on track.
Okay, Perry, what were you saying?
Now, you're not, what's her face on CNN?
Who's what's her face?
Oh, God. I can't even remember her name.
Well, who was it?
The woman.
Will it matter that much in the story?
No, it's just
what did she do?
She was the one that was...
Oh, the moderator?
The moderator, thank you.
Okay.
God darn it. Anywho, she asked each one specific questions, but as she goes and asks Paul Ryan the question, there's Joe Biden over there. Here's Joe Biden.
What are you trying to say exactly?
What I'm trying to say is that
she was trying to put the question to Ryan, but Joe Biden...
kept interrupting.
Okay.
82 times.
Exactly.
He got
good
in the
point.
He
good,
got in
excellent
Paul
point.
Ryan's face on several things, but they weren't true. They were not true.
You seem you really did your research very well.
I'm not.
He doesn't come to. He doesn't come to a gunfight with a knife.
Nope.
No way.
He's got a couple guns.
I come to a gunfight with a freaking water pistol.
Yeah, you do. Tell us some more. Which of the specifics were you bummed out about?
Specifics?
Yeah. The lies. Which lies?
The Social Security thing, I was pretty pepped on.
I think the whole country was pepped on, dude.
Because it deals with my Social Security.
Are Javajos allowed to vote?
No.
Okay. What is your Javajo name?
My Jehovah's Witness name?
The Javajo, yeah. When they give you your secret name and the teacher...
There's no secret name.
What is the secret Javajo handshake?
Oh, you know what? One guy puts his hand out and the other and says paw, and the other person goes like this.
Well, that's not no secret Jehovah's Witness handshake. There's no such
thing.
And
the more you rise up in the church, you roll over.
That's very interesting.
That's not like the Catholics are.
It's one thing where you chase your tail.
That's the Catholic thing.
The Catholics don't chase their tail.
I'm going to vote with Scaremaster if I can.
Well, it seems...
Oh, can I? If you're not voting, since you're Javo, can I vote with your name? Two for Johnny Greenleaves.
Oh, God.
You know what his platform is, dude?
No comment.
By the way, you know what we forgot to do? We forgot to close out our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
I'm a little lost. I think I know what you were trying to say. You're talking about last week's debate between the vice presidential candidates.
Right.
And I like Perry political time, but man, it hurts my head because I'd rather us talk about our own personal lives.
The pop culture thing was crazy.
I just think politics divides the country. My rogue cop dad used to make me go vote with him, and he... And I had to use all these dead drifters' names.
James Dean.
Oh, God.
All the dead drifters.
It is time that we do something a little bit uplifting. This is part of pop culture because it's time once again for a little thing we like to call Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
There's no movie. You didn't give me one.
You're going to do the Scare Master.
That's not a movie.
I did tell Nick to have you come up with some kind of movie, and are you... I'm a little confused.
No,
are you not working? Are you no longer working with Nick?
We had a little fight, and
what was the fight about? If I'm asked,
no, it's nothing. Nothing.
Do you mind us asking?
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about it. Why? But Nick and I made up, and
why were you guys fighting?
I just said I'm not talking about it.
Yeah, but Nick would want to know.
I just said I'm not talking
about
it.
Nick would want to know, and this is our personal lives, and all we ever talk about is pop culture.
Could I ask about this? Was it about what your friend was doing to his autistic child?
Oh, no way.
What were the repercussions of that last week?
No comment.
What does that word mean?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm somewhat confused because...
It's too serious.
It is serious, and our listeners knew all about it. You've got
to
at least...
All right, fuck it. I'll go into it.
All right, go ahead.
My friend and I had a little beef about this because I'm
about
not
this
getting,
show?
Yeah, because I'm not getting paid
when
I deal with you.
Okay, you do. You get something.
$10?
Okay, just out of curiosity, when you go and work with him, what does he pay you? Your friend.
We're going to get paid when we finish the case.
Yeah, well, we're going to get paid when these things come through. And as I told you many, many times, and I mean, maybe I'm wrong, Mole. Maybe I didn't mention this to you. But what we're trying to do is we've got to get, are you biting your hand?
Yeah.
Why?
Itch.
So you bite yourself? You're like a cat.
You're like an animal.
you really are in more ways than we originally thought today.
Okay.
All right, but we've mentioned this, that our goal is we've got to put this podcast together and get listeners, and a lot of nice things will happen.
Okay.
Our iTunes project, our web series, and a possible second movie. But we've got to get you
in. And how about commercials? How about endorsements? How about where you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange?
Okay, well, I don't know why you just did that.
Sponsors.
Right, we're trying to get sponsors.
Excuse me. Are they sponsoring you to do that? Because if they are, then we owe us some money. That means you owe him some money and you owe me some money.
Oh, really?
Because if Toyota of Orange is paying you money to make that, I'm not even going to say it.
Toyota of Orange is paying anyone money. $250 cash back on all new Toyotas leased in the 2012s.
So you're getting money for making this announcement.
I'm not getting any
you're
money.
You're getting paid.
I just heard it on the radio. Shut up. They're over here.
It reminds me of a friend that I once knew that I did a movie with, and he and his friend tried to sue the movie company that was trying to put the movie together. What ended up happening is, to shut him up, they gave him like $50,000 or something like that, and who knows what happened. But the other guys that were part of that movie didn't get any of that money, and then the movie never happened. So in a way, that's kind of the same thing.
You know, you're not going to need $50,000 for a new Tundra, a new Tercel. At Toyota of Orange, you're going to save tons of cash. With new dealer incentives, their whole fleet is priced to move. And you
and
won't get a lemon.
How much are you getting paid for
I
this
I won't
commercial.
Get a lemon at Toyota
how
of Orange.
How much are you getting paid for this
I
commercial?
I just heard this on the radio on the way over. I'm trying to share some news with you guys.
Oh,
it's got pop
Christ.
Culture.
It does seem like you're kind of like basically just repeating.
You're repeating
their commercial.
The commercial, which means
right.
You're getting.
I just
paid
heard
for
it. It's a catchy song.
Are you getting paid? Are you making any money off this? You can tell me yes or no.
I'm not making any money off it, but it's a really catchy song.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Hey, no, no, no.
Yes, yes.
Don't throw anything.
Hey, motherfucker.
Why'd you throw water?
You don't get to call me a liar. You don't get to call anyone a liar. You're a liar.
La, 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 you're a liar. La, 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 you're a liar.
Mole, what you're doing here is kind of upsetting to me because what he did,
He was playing a practical joke on us. That's a whole different thing than lying.
Oh, like that pee water bottle I got, I threw at him. Oh, no.
There's pee in there.
I know it cracked. I fixed it. I glued it. Oh. I took the label off. Oh, you. Oh.
It was not pee water. It was fresh.
Okay.
Spring
okay,
water.
Bud. Okay, bud.
Okay. Let me do my girlfriend's reviews.
Because what we're in the middle of, we're in the middle of Perry's movie time.
But there is no movie time. It's Perry's girls.
Okay, well, at least let me close out Perry's movie time.
Right.
And that was the lack of Perry's movie time.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
You go through life. You're born, you have your adolescence, you have your childhood, you have your teen years, you move on, one day you get married, you start a career, and then you get in the realm of your career, then one day you die. But right now, it's time for 60 Seconds with Perry. Go!
www.scaryperryskateboards.com. That is...
I can't hear Scare Master. Put your headphones on.
On... Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Online, you go to www.
That sounds bad. It's better.
A lot better. Thank you.
You go to www. Come here.
You got to talk into the mic.
Scary Perry, S-C-A-R-P.
Perry, you got to get a little closer.
S-C-A-R-Y-P-E-R-R-Y.
Wait a minute. Perry, do you hear that kind of like the fuzz when he's talking?
Boards. B-O-A-R-D-S.
Do you hear the fuzz in your thing?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, then back with 60 Seconds with Perry.
Don't yell at me.
No, I'm saying go.
All right. Well, again, www.scaryperryskateboards.com. Spelt out Scary Perry, S-C-A-R-Y.
Talking in the mic so they can...
S-C-A-R-Y.
Because they can barely hear you.
P-E-R-R-Y. Skateboards.
Stop! That was 60 Seconds with Perry.
Boards.
At Toyota of Orange.
Okay, you can't go past your 60 seconds.
Oh,
well,
God.
What's the matter? You seem a little frustrated today. What's going on? What's going on with your personal life? How's the week been towards you?
Very boring.
Now, when we tape this, it's a couple days before our big Ding Dong Rocktoberfest show where you sang Back in Black. How'd you do?
I did great.
Was it fun working with Mole on stage?
Mole who?
Oh, look at him. He's being that funny guy again.
Oh, that Walter dude over there?
What's the matter, Mole?
No, I was just waiting to see what he's going to say about me.
Why?
Because he's...
Because, I mean, you're like looking at me like, I'm about to attack that son of a bitch.
I just don't know when to take you seriously anymore, because I don't want you to go back in the mental hospital.
Well, he never went into the mental hospital.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there twice.
Yeah, but that was a joke when he said he did that. Some people wouldn't look at it as a joke because it ruined some things, and we were able to sign a contract Saturday. But he was playing a practical joke on
this time, yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
This time, yes. But the last couple of times I've been in the
Hey, is that a phone Institute? Call coming through? Hold on. Could you put that through for us, please?
Hello. I said hello. Is this the only place you thought to go?
Hey, Mr. Adams, what's happening?
Am I the only man you ever had, or am I just the last surviving friend that you...
No!
A little harmony. Very little harmony.
How you doing, Mr. Adams?
Well, thank you for asking. I am splendid. And how are my two favorite people and my pretty little liar?
He means you, Scare Master. Yeah.
Pretty little liar? I'm a liar. Tell me why. Ask me why.
Yes, I do. I mean Perry. For it was his untruths that nearly dismantled my favorite hour of entertainment.
Which one's that?
He means the Big Three podcast.
Indeed, indeed, indeed I do. I do mean that, yes. But thankfully, we've staved off execution. Scaremaster,
yes?
Let me ask you. How have you made it up to Mr. Barnes and Walter. What have you done for them?
Came to the show.
Nothing.
He hasn't done anything for me.
Nothing.
Well, any thoughts?
I think Perry should have us over his house for spaghetti dinner.
Yeah, that's
no thanks.
Spaghetti dinner. Yes, yes. I love it. I'll tell you what.
There's no room.
I'll bring the mozzarella sticks.
What?
The mozzarella sticks are a teen Italian cover band I'm producing. Now, on to other things.
Your joke time?
There's no joke.
Well, I'd say it's more of an observation, but whatever. Listen, I wanted to ask, why do you think the dinosaur crossed the road?
Because chickens didn't exist yet?
That is quite right.
It was pretty observational.
I did warn you, and now I'll warn you once again. I am off my meds. Toodles all.
See you, Mr. Adams.
You're off your meds, and what are you taking now?
He's gone. So what do you think? Spaghetti dinner? He's going to bring the mozzarella sticks. They can sing some songs.
There's no more fucking meals at my house.
Let me handle this. I don't think Perry is really into it unless we came up with big bucks.
Like, what are we talking about?
Like, how much would it cost to have dinner at your place?
Like, how much does it cost to go to Olive Garden?
Like about $36 for two people.
And come to my house. That's free.
Does Scaremaster have unlimited soup and salad bar?
No.
Cheesy breadsticks.
No.
He could make them.
What kind of drinks you have? Do you have sodas? Soft drinks? What do you have?
He could buy all this
Sobe pina colada?
He could buy that.
I do buy a lot of Sobe when I go to Smart and Final for myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That lasts me about 2 weeks to a month.
And what kind? How big of a package of spaghetti do you buy when you buy spaghetti?
By the pound? I buy like... The big wrap at Costco of
the 5 pounds,
the 1 pound, well they're separated by 1 pound packages and there's like 10 or 12 of them.
Okay, what were you saying, Mo? What is all this leading to?
Just saying, it sounds like if he's able to get the spaghetti at Costco and the Sobe pina colada at Smart and Final, he's gonna make a clean up on the spaghetti dinner from us.
But that's what Perry does. Yes, he kind of gouges us as much as he can.
I bet you're not charging us the same as if we bought that stuff at Costco. Like, how much does a plate of spaghetti, just the plain spaghetti, cost at your place?
You're paying for the environment.
Okay, I understand that. In the service.
You're not going to have a meal at my house
again. Wait a minute. How much the plate of spaghetti is there?
Look, I said the last time was the last time. The last time you were at my house.
You also said you were in a mental institution in a padded room. So who knows what you're telling us.
Twice he said.
Right now, there is no more meals at my house. We can go somewhere and have a nice meal.
Well, but Perry, I think what is being said here is if you did... Wait a minute.
Look at this motherfucker over there. He's no.
Why should we spend the money another place when the money can be going to you?
Exactly. But
then that means you're going to spend $1,000.
$1,000?
Yeah, because you're using my fucking facility.
Would you go?
And how many times have you come over to my house and not paid me to use my facility?
Yeah,
so fuck off.
But if you go to the Olive Garden, nobody's going to yell at you.
I'm going to charge you $1,000 at the Olive Garden.
Tough shit.
Okay.
My place is a studio. It's tighter than fuck with all the shit I got in there.
What would be a legitimate price to go in there?
Just for dinner.
Right.
Okay. One appetizer. We'll
No swimming.
We'll split an appetizer.
If we have to go to the bathroom, we go to the Denny's.
What are we talking?
Give me a price, and then maybe the investor will put up that money. Give a fair price, because the $1,000, let's be honest, that's a little outrageous.
Come on, Scaremaster.
Then I go down to 500?
Come on. I don't know if they'll do that.
250?
What if they said 150?
200.
For dinner, for spaghetti dinner, is there meat? Is there a meat entree?
Is there any meat or chicken? Yeah, Mary Jane.
There's sausage.
You guys are going to miss out on the spaghetti because when I was at the spaghetti lunch, it was so delicious and yummy, and it's not like that when Perry does it.
I don't know quite
where. Where are you talking?
Your spaghetti, I'm sorry, was crunchy and tasted funny, but the stuff that your manager helped you with was awesome.
Oh, so you're saying when Nick made some spaghetti, it was really good.
Well, maybe Nick should come over.
That means you got to fly Nick across the country.
Well, maybe I can come over and help you cook it.
That seems
fair. How about we cook it together?
It's not a bad idea. And then I come maybe with, maybe I bring somebody with me.
A chef?
Oh, no, no.
A date?
Like you and Perry, you cook the meal, and then maybe Mary Jane and I come.
We cook it, and then you guys are like having a romantic dinner.
You guys, you know.
One of you could play the waiter. I'll play the violin.
Oh, God.
That sounds good. God. So how much to do that? If Mary Jane and I wanted a romantic
dinner. Me once again. Da, 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 da. We're having spaghetti dinner.
I got to tell you
and
something.
And you guys do the Lady and the Tramp thing.
That would be very funny.
Oh, man.
What would it cost to do that? To have a nice dinner with Mary Jane and I over at your apartment?
You are the chef. I'm just the sous chef. I'm just assisting.
So he would be in the background. Clearly, not getting
I'd
in your way.
Up.
You would be in charge.
We'd make sure nothing gets messed up.
Where you and her would be sitting would be out by the pool.
We have to kind of contain
it.
We could put a little table, a little cocktail table right there.
We put the couch outside. I think
you're not moving any of my fucking furniture. I got too much in the house now.
Okay, so
you
don't
even walk into the fucking house. You sit at the table by the pool.
No, that's unwelcoming.
All right, well,
then fuck you.
Okay.
You're not coming to my house.
Perry.
Period. Period. You're not fucking coming
over.
I said you're not coming over.
How am I going to cook in the kitchen if I don't come over? How am I going to be your sous chef? I got to get in there. I got to chop garlic.
You're not coming in.
I got some fresh basil that's going to go bad if we don't get going on this stuff.
Okay, here's what I'm trying to get a picture of. To have us come there and sit in your apartment, Mole and you cook a meal for us, we have the meal, what would you charge for us to do that is what I'm trying to figure out.
A minimum. I repeat, a minimum.
Minimum.
Not including the price of the food. This is including you guys coming to my house and fucking with my shit.
I could see you doing that for free for us. But what?
Well,
what
that ain't going to happen anymore.
Okay, so what are you going to charge?
A minimum of $200.
$200.
Minimum.
Okay.
Minimum, because, you know, I've had you guys over how many times
is
now?
Is tipping allowed?
Excuse me.
Does that include alcohol?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Don't blaspheme, you Javajo.
No more alcohol at my house, and I know you'll bring over a fucking case like always.
How about airplane bottles like this?
Oh, Jesus.
Could we have a bunch of airplane bottles like this?
Sure, whatever you decide.
Oh, God.
So $200. Well, you know what? Then here's what we'll do. We'll put that on a back burner.
Thank you, Lord.
Maybe down the road.
We'll think about it.
Now we know what it cost, $200, to have a dinner at your place. Now, can you tip the waiter?
Mr. Waiter?
I'm getting waited out. I'm getting waiter money.
Now, if we like the meal... And we say, can I give my compliments to the chef? Would you come to the table?
And would you sit with them? I'm sorry, it took me so long to come on. I'm getting the weeds back there.
What would you wear if you were the chef?
Chef hat.
I have no idea.
Maybe we should just put this whole thing on the back burner.
Thank you.
And maybe you start planning on what you would get.
Let's start planning a seasonal menu. I got to talk to my chef for a second. I'm sorry. We got to start thinking that the stuff that's coming out now is a lot of gourds, a lot of squashes coming out for the fall. We also got a lot of great beans coming out if we want to do some kind of like a pasta fazool or something like that. Now, listen.
We're not going to do
anything like
this.
I think we should do a nice white Tuscan bean soup.
We're not going to cook at my house for a while. A long while.
What is your real specialty?
What is your one real specialty behind the
Shelby chili.
Tell me about that.
I make an awesome Shelby chili.
What is that?
Carol Shelby's got a chili preparation that
Who's
I use.
Carol Shelby.
Carol Shelby's an ex-race car driver from the 50s and 60s.
Yep. It makes cars. Ford
came
Mustangs.
Out with
and
a
it
Ford
makes
Mustang.
Sense that they're also
in the
a good 80s, chef.
He came out with a Shelby Charger and a Shelby.
You actually had a Shelby, didn't you?
I had two of them.
What happened to those?
84 and an 85. I rolled my 84 up on the racetrack.
Hey, let me ask you. Before you did that, did you say to some girl, hey, watch this?
Not quite.
What do you mean, not quite?
No.
Was there a girl there?
Well, then
you were
it
showing
would be,
off for a little?
No, completely. Not quite.
Well, I'm meaning no. I didn't say that.
Okay, but there was a girl there.
There's always girls
But
there.
The girl, there was a girl you kind of hitting on that night. No. He's like, I'll be right back after I do this.
Yeah, right.
By the way, can I tell you something?
I was at the racetrack with
are
the
you interrupting me?
Team. Yes,
are
I
you
am.
Interrupting
sorry.
Me? I have some pretty good news. You know, during the time that Perry lied to us, or I take that back, Scaremaster, where he played the practical joke on us and he said he went to the mental institution, during that time, our ratings were cut in half.
Hey, right before they got cut in half, did we say to some girl, hey, watch this?
No, we didn't do that. And it's kind of funny because, as I had told...
Did you just fart?
No, he...
I heard a...
No, you did not hear that. You did not hear that. Show what you did, Mole. It's called a guitar string.
Oh, I thought it was a fart.
Okay, no, that would be something you would do. Anyway, you know, when Perry played this practical joke on us, what we did is our listenership went down by over half. And this is during the time that we needed to keep our listenership up because of the movie and everything else. Everybody's kind of anticipating us building instead of taking a step backwards. But last week's show, we had more listeners that first day than we've ever had in one day in the history of the Big Three podcast. So
really?
That deserves an applause.
Yay!
And most people, guess what they thought about that show? If you had a guess.
They were happy that Scaremaster was okay. But they were disappointed that he would pull such a cruel joke on his friends and his fans.
I think that's a soft way of putting it. They really thought that Perry was an asshole. I personally thought it was a funny joke because it was like, it's so you.
Yeah, but you think he's perfect. May I say something?
Certainly.
I only wish he thought it was
I
perfect.
Do think you're perfect.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's not funny, Scaremaster.
No.
Breast Cancer Awareness is not something to laugh at.
Excuse me.
Awareness Month. You may have noticed some NFL players wearing pink. What I have here is a Major League pink Wilson baseball.
Can I see it?
To promote.
Oh. Damn it. Chipped in my finger. Wow, that's nice. Here you go.
Here you go, Scaremaster.
Jesus, fuck. Can you...
Now just leave it there. Leave it there.
Fucking throw
it. I don't know why you brought the baseball. What was the purpose of that?
Throw it around to get some breast cancer awareness going.
All right.
Fucking.
We should tell people the baseball's pink.
No, you already did say that. So once again, the baseball was pink.
Scaremaster missed it. I threw it to him.
But you didn't throw it far enough for me to catch. Right. So.
He's not much of an athlete.
I know how to skateboard. That's good.
You know what else you know how to do is eat the fine food from What the Huck Thai restaurant.
Them too.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Mole. You're talking about the finest Thai cuisine in the entire West Hollywood area. You're talking about What the Huck, 323-654-7952. So if you're in West Hollywood, give an order. It's a great takeout place, and the people there are fun to be around.
They are nice. Sometimes Scaremaster uses their bathroom for a long time and messes things up. But they're awesome food, and it's delicious, and they're nice, and it's Thai food.
And I had to convince Hawk to continue sponsoring us. Why don't you tell him that number again, Perry?
323-654-5792?
No.
7952.
7952.
What is that, Mole?
Tres, dos, tres, seis, cinco, cuatro, siete, nueve, cinco, dos.
No, say in English, man. We're not in Mexico.
Wow, that's really, really offensive.
But this isn't Mexico. This is America, man. We're in the state of California, yeah.
It was originally a Mexican land.
That was years ago.
I have something that I wanted to say, right. And I want to help you out.
Thank you.
I have to say something that I feel a little guilty about. Because there's times that I will think about the money that I earn, I spend on myself, where I should probably try to give more money to Perry. Because Perry's in a situation that he doesn't work, and even though he can get around, he collects a disability check, and I feel terrible about that. So I've thought about something that we should do for you. We got to get you some work.
Thank you.
All right. And so what I have here is I have a resume. And just to show you some of the skills that he has, I'm going to go through some of your special skills here that's on your resume. And why don't you just, like, show us how you do that. Like, for instance, under impressions. Let's go through your impressions, and let me see you in a rapid-fire type, almost like a machine gun. You know what I'm talking about, Mole?
Like he's going to shoot people with a machine gun?
No, nothing like that at all. I will name the name that you have on your resume, and you will just go into that impression, all right? Andrew Dice Clay.
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Sam Kinison.
Oh, oh, oh!
Wolfman Jack.
Say there, baby, you be looking for some women's here at the grocery store.
Christopher Lloyd.
I'm just a... I'm a hey, there
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Louie!
No, his name is Louis. Character's Louis.
Yeah. Well, is he talking to himself
like
in the
Rieger,
mirror?
Rieger, he would call.
Yeah.
What was that?
Rieger, he'd call.
Rieger!
Mr. T.
I'm pitiful.
Howard Cosell.
And now it's the great time for the Midnight Madness and Wild World of Sports right here.
Larry King.
Larry King. My
Daffy.
Daughter.
Daffy Duck.
Suffering Thuckatav.
Foghorn Leghorn.
I say, boy.
Bugs Bunny.
Me. What's up, Doc?
Mickey Mouse.
Yay!
Joe Pesci.
You sons of bitches.
Marlon Brando.
Now you want me to talk?
More upon request.
You want me to talk?
Let's do more of... Upon request.
Oh, you're looking for him.
We request him. Let's request him. Okay. Do that British guy who's married to Katy Perry.
I don't do that British guy who's married to Katy Perry.
Do Peter Wolf from J. Geils Band. Okay, so you don't have a
do your Boston accent. Do your Boston accent.
No, wait a minute. That comes under accents. We've got a whole accent.
Okay, more voices. Do Dudley Moore. Drunk Dudley Moore and Arthur.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to say this. Maybe you should take off the more upon request, because if you get into a meeting...
People are going to request some.
Start throwing out things, and you have nothing there.
What if one guy's like, I'll tell you something, Jeff. This guy looks like the face of Banaka, but I want to request a couple different voices, like Loretta Swit.
Yeah, so don't say more upon request. No. All right, here we go. Accents. You ready? Rapid fire. Italian gangster.
Mamma mia, what are you doing?
Surfer.
What, hey, dude.
Valley boy.
Oh, my God.
New York accent.
You know what we're talking about over
Chicago
here?
Accent.
And again, you know.
Southern accent.
I'll say, shit.
English accent.
Good night, mate.
Australian accent.
Again, good day, Mike.
Okay. How about more upon request?
Okay, all right, okay. All right. Swiss.
Swiss?
Yeah.
Whee!
Chinese.
I ting ting.
Japanese.
I a fucking.
Korean.
I don't speak a Korean.
Colombian.
Hey, wow, man, I need some of that grass, man.
Mexican.
Take me to Taco Bell or get me out of these bells, man.
Okay, I think you should take the more upon request right off there. Because
Texas.
Texas. Send me down here to Texas over here.
Oh, I told you.
Pretty good.
Canada.
God, I don't speak French.
Okay, my favorite, Boston.
Shit, I would start singing that song from the band Boston. And I can't even... Fuck.
I tell you, he looks like the face of Banaka, but we got to get a Boston accent.
I know, we do, huh?
Let me tell you this. The people in the New England area, they like one of
their own. They're pissed.
Just, you know what you got to do? You got to, like, have a couple key words that will get you in the accident. Like, maybe clam chowder, you know, and say it with that car.
Clam chowder. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, I just said car and clam chowder.
Thank you.
Now, if you're impressed with his impressions and his accents, let me tell you some of the skills, and if you want to comment on any of these. You're a rock show host.
I've done that.
Heavy metal vocalist.
I do that.
Drummer.
I've done that.
Snow skier.
I do that.
Skateboarder.
Definitely do that.
Rollerblading.
I used to do that.
Roller skating.
Used to do that.
Ice skating.
Used to do that.
Biking.
Definitely do that.
Swimming.
Swim.
race car driver.
Haven't done that in a while, but I...
Motocross racer.
Haven't raced motocross in years, but yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you want to have a motocross race with me?
Again, I haven't been on a motorcycle
Let's
in
do,
years.
Neither have I. Let's get a couple of bikes. What's the worst that could happen?
I got to
say...
Either
you could get killed or I could get killed.
Under skills, I have a couple questions. You know, like if... It, let's say that somebody got this. They're over at Banaca and they say, you know what? I think this guy would be perfect with his Boston accent as a race car driver while he has the Banaca commercial. I don't know how well you could be a race car driver. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Well, why don't they do something they definitely does, like skateboarding?
Snow skier? Could you do that?
Snow skiing, skateboarding, sure.
You can hey, do that.
Listen, why don't we do this? Why don't we this winter... Why don't we get up to the slopes like we've been talking about, okay?
Yep.
We get Scaremaster.
Do a podcast get him to, from the
do
hill.
Do a podcast from the hill. We get Scaremaster to come down the slopes. He slides in right to the camera. He looks at it, says, good day, mate, and then holds up the Banaca. We send that to the Banaca people.
That is not a good idea. That is an
and,
excellent
And whether
idea.
Or not Banaca picks it
How
up, maybe
some... How much is it going to pay me to come up to the mountains and
We're
do that
We're doing
that
on spec. We're doing it to you. How much are you going to pay to have it made?
Yeah.
We're trying to send this out.
Where do you want to go first?
I don't know. Where will we go?
Mountain High?
I love Mountain High.
Maybe that's a great idea. So far, we're getting the ball moving now. This I like. You know what we should do?
Skis or snowboard?
We should have a dinner over at Perry's apartment to talk about this.
No, I don't want to have a fucking dinner at my apartment to talk about this. Why can't we have it in a restaurant? Why can't we eat in a restaurant?
Why don't we have breakfast in a restaurant on the way up to the hill and figure out what we're going to do?
That's an excellent idea.
There we go.
That's why we are the Big Three.
May I also make a suggestion?
Certainly.
When we figure out the date we're going to do this, can we let all our fans know and whoever wants to meet us up on the hill for a day of skiing can join us?
Oh, that
and
is
Then they can
great...
pay my way. Woohoo!
That's, well,
okay, no,
are you joking?
I'm joking.
Yeah, maybe, let me take care of it. All right. Because, like, you know, I feel bad because I don't give you enough money. I don't do enough for you.
Thank you.
Let me try to do something else and pay more money for you.
I appreciate that. That sounds nice.
Yeah, because you know what? I was starting to think for a long time, you know, when you do all these things that, like, some people would say are interferences, like ruining a movie, you know, not showing up for meetings and things like that.
But why would I do that if I didn't
have
a reason?
Exactly. And it's, what is the reason again?
The reason is treason.
Oh, that's right. Playing a practical joke on us. Yeah. All right, well, we've got a little time left, and I think we have time for another chapter. And by the way, we are taking these pages that Perry writes, and one day we want to make a book called Perry's Sexcapades. But right now, it's time once again for the segment called Perry's Sexcapades.
Cool. Well, this story I have goes back to 1984. Okay. The girl that I met was at a movie theater back in Costa Mesa when I lived out there back in late 1984. I took myself to a movie theater, met this chick at the theater.
What was her name?
Her name was Lenore.
Lenore. Did that turn you off, just the name, or was she good looking?
She was cute.
Lenore.
What does that rhyme with?
I don't know. What does it rhyme with?
I don't know.
Let's think for a second.
Lenore, the whore.
Oh, I was going to say I adore.
Yeah, well, it's two different sides.
Well,
you got to remember this. He's a practical joker.
So, back in 1984, I took myself to this movie. This hot chick and her mother were there too. We both walked in and sat down. They sat down in front of me. She turns around and looks at me, and then all of a sudden she gets up to walk towards the back of the theater. I get up to walk towards the back of the theater. In the walkway, in between the theater, when you walk into the...
Where?
At the walkway, the theater.
You know, when you walk in into a doorway and then
know.
You start walking
Is that
down
the movie?
At a movie theater,
movie
yes.
Movie theater, yeah.
Okay. Well, Lenore
the
and I
The walkway walked, is the movie theater?
It's not the name of the movie theater. It's just... In between the...
Okay, when you're walking in between the seat, like you're walking in front of people and scoot down.
Is it the aisle?
Right when you first walk in the doorway.
So like it's before you get in the theater. It's like where they'll have the name of the movie, and as you walk in...
The lobby?
No, it's not the
in
lobby.
Between the lobby.
Do you remember that very famous picture of the three of us when we went to, I can't remember what theater it was, but the three of us took a picture. We'll put it on the website.
The vestibule.
Where it says the name of the movie, and then there's a couple different ways you can go, and then you go into the theater.
In the lobby.
It's not the lobby, exactly. Am
the
I right?
The concession stand?
No, it's not in the concession
stand. In between?
Stand. It's in between, like before you
when
get
you
into
first
the theater.
Walk in the door.
Before, yeah.
Well, you first go in
the foyer.
Whoa,
the foyer?
Look at that. Holy smokes.
She's got
Mary
brain.
Jane.
She just said the foyer.
The foyer.
Well, we didn't know until Mary Jane brought it up.
Thank you, Mary Jane.
Thank you, Mary Jane. Well, in the foyer was where Lenore and I made out. And okay.
She a good kisser?
She was all right. You know.
You guys keep in touch?
I haven't talked to her for years. And I will not talk to her.
Why?
Why?
Well, because let me explain.
All righty.
Okay, we start making.
Whoopi? Or do you want to say what you really did?
Okay. We started making out in the theater. Then when the lights started, I went back to my seat. She got back to her seat after the movie. I got her phone number. We started dating. But she was a drug addict.
She was making out with you.
This chick was a drug addict.
What kind of drugs?
Yeah.
Hard stuff.
Like what?
Heroin, cocaine.
Thor medicine?
Thor medicine?
Stuff Scaremaster was taking?
Thorazine?
Whatever
no,
it is.
Thank you.
What does the Thor medicine do to you exactly?
Hammer.
Makes you really strong.
Strong like Thor.
Shut up, asshole.
You know what was funny when you were telling the story about being in the mental ward? When you were saying that you took the Thor medicine and you choked your doctor.
Turned into Thor?
Yeah.
I've already been through that shit with him once before with a doctor years ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I don't need to go through that again. All right?
But you told the story that you did. When you were playing the practical joke on us, you told
us
that story.
Right. Well, I told the story of... a situation that I've been through years ago, and I thank God it didn't happen again. But yeah, I've been through that.
I know, right?
Before.
I know that we're in the middle of your Perry sexcapades, but can I make a quick observation here, Perry?
Talk to me.
I really love you. You were one of the best people I know.
Are you serious?
I just look at you, and I'm just so happy that you're in my life.
Thank you.
You're a good man.
Oh.
You're a good man.
Well, you know what?
If I got married, I'd want you to be the best man at my wedding, and if I had a child, I'd want you to be the godfather.
Well, I'll pass on the godfather thing.
Why?
But because we don't do that as a
joke. Who doesn't? What do you do?
Don't have holidays. Don't give gifts. What do you do? That's that Adam Band song.
We give gifts.
That's what Jabba-hoes have. No
don't
fun.
Drink, don't
must
drink.
Be
what
some
do you do?
Dumb Jabba-ho.
Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do?
We give gifts, but it doesn't have to be on holidays or.
Now, do you guys go on spaceships?
No, oh, God.
Oh, that's a Scientologist.
Yeah, that's a Tom Cruise, John Travolta. Thing. Those guys go on.
Are you just about done with this?
Well, you know what? No, I'm not, because you guys won't let me get in.
She was a drug addict, hard stuff, Thor medicine. What happened?
You were attacked.
She came over and stole medicine.
Would you let me fucking read my goddamn... Christ!
Please don't blaspheme, you jabber.
All right. Now, she was a drug addict, okay? Her mom asked me if I supplied her with the drugs. That, of course, was no way done. Then I took her to the Betty Ford Clinic out in Palm Springs.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Really nice of you.
You know, to...
hang out?
Not really hang out, to check out the clinic and possibly admit her. So after the Betty Ford Clinic, I took her to a bar that I used to kind of frequent.
That makes sense.
Back in the desert.
It's the best way to help her.
Outside of the public parking in downtown.
That place
looks
pretty good. Let's say we stop here and get a pop.
Well, as I go in, I run into one of the guys I used to work with at Vons when I lived out there.
Ooh.
So him and I started playing pool.
Do you remember when you told people that I was a drug dealer? That was so cool, yeah. I think because it gave me this whole persona of like being a filthy drug dealer. You mentioned it in court. Go on with your story.
All right. So I started playing pool.
I love you.
Thank you.
and you're playing pool, and the guy's like, hey, you still stocking the liquor upstairs?
Hey, shut the fuck up so I can finish reading my story.
Okay.
Okay?
Okie dokie.
All right. Now, these Marines approached my Lenore, and they more or less picked up on her.
And because they had drugs, she left with them?
Well, yeah. And then she ended up like an idiot convincing me that these guys were
her cousins.
No. Let me say it to me. I wrote it.
Okay. Vampires.
Yeah, I was
aliens.
These Marines have information from Ecuador for her. So where she's originally from. Then they say that I got to go back to Costa Mesa alone. She'll be fine. I said, bullshit. She's not staying with you guys. She goes home with me. And then she pulls me aside and she says that I might be killed if I try to stick around or try to pull her back to Costa Mesa with me. So I kind of freaked
kidding,
out and
right?
left Palm Springs alone.
And you left her there with these guys.
Yeah, I know, huh?
You are some hero.
Okay. So I got gas and saw these guys following me.
Did they pay for your gas?
No.
What assholes?
Were they following you because they like you? Were they following you with her in the car?
I didn't see her.
Wait, so she stayed?
There were Marines that were following me, okay?
Were they the same Marines that she was staying with?
I didn't look at the guys in the car. I saw that the car was a Marine vehicle.
Did it say Marines on the side?
Yes.
Okay.
I took off. I got from Palm Springs to Costa Mesa in about 45 minutes, which means I got there in double time.
But is there a Marine base out there where you are?
It's funny that you use military jargon to describe how fast you got back.
Is that why you broke up with her?
She doesn't sound like a good person. I'm kind of glad you did break up with her. And that was today's Perry's Sexcapades. Well, that was good, Perry. All right, well, we've reached that point of the show that it's almost over, but we still have something special. What's special, you ask? Probably the best darn thing we do on this show. It's time once again for a little thing we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. This is where Mole will come up with some sort of scenario. Who knows what it could be? It could be part of our pop culture. It could be part of our own personal lives. We never know. Then what Mole will do, he will cast the scene, and then he will direct the scene. What we don't know, now that we understand the rules, is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Okay, before I start, I have to say that Mole Play is in no way associated with Mole Play, the board game, a division of Pepita Industries, and in no way associated with Mole Play chewable candy pieces.
What?
They tried to
see,
capitalize.
You know what? I almost blame myself for not reminding you of that. Thank God you got it in.
Now, there's some dramatic stuff we just heard about in this year podcast, and I think people would not mind delving a little bit deeper to find out what really, really happened. So what I'd like to do right now is I'd like to take you back in time to a very difficult time for Scaremaster. I hate to bring you back here, but we're going to relive this. We're going to go back to when Scaremaster's hat fell off his head in the basement downstairs. Now, Scaremaster, you play yourself.
I blame
with the
myself
hat.
For this. I blame
Dan,
myself.
You play the spirit that knocked the hat off Scaremaster. Mole Play!
The fuck are you doing?
He said that I was a spirit of knocking your hat off, and that's all I did.
And that was Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
What a show we had today. Perry, I just want to say I love you. You're one of the best people I know. Yeah. I'm glad to have you as a friend. I'm glad to work with you.
Okay.
If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, on Twitter, you can get in touch with me at SimplyDon1. That's the number one.
Scary Perry
818. And you,
hey, can anyone come over and show me how to hook up LinkedIn?
At JQ Adams at JQ Adams Productions. No, excuse me, JQA Productions, right? JQA Productions. And on Facebook, you can get in touch with me at Don Barris and Perry Caravello. That's Perry F. Caravello. K-A-R-A-V-E-L-L-O.
My Yahoo is K-A-R-A-V-E-L-L-O.
And Mole, are you on anything at all?
Oh, I'm on a lot of stuff right now.
Okay, but I meant like on the social network.
Can't find my laptop.
Where is it?
In your bag, man.
Did you really lose your laptop?
I got to get it. I got to find it. I got to get a new mini iPad and get all hooked up social.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you can catch me every night at the world famous Comedy Store. I close out the show every night. So late night, come on by and come over to the world famous Comedy Store, 8433 Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California. Also, every Monday night, don't forget the Ding Dong Show, 10 p.m. All right. And let's put her there, guys. Here we go. Big three. Goodbye. Yeah,